Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gorovich for a full shlema for Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Elaine Rubin. Today's shiur is dedicated L'Zeich Nishmas Moshe Yitzchak Ben Yechiel. Today's shiur is Masech the Nazir, Daf Tazayin, and we will begin on Daf Tazayin Amar Aleph at the beginning of the new parak. We had learnt before Daf Hey quite extensively the Machloikus of Rav Masna Bapada. Rav Masna, the halacha that the Mishnah said that stam naziris shloishim yoyim, that your regular naziris is 30 days, is learned from the pasuk that the Torah says when it speaks about the nazir, and the pasuk says kodesh yia, and said Rav Masna yia begematria shloishim, that the word yia is begematria 30, and from there we know that your average naziris is 30 days. But Pada learned that the halacha that we know that a naziris is 30 days is because the Torah mentions the word nazir 29 times. And because of that, the Gemara said we learn that the naziris is 30 days. Another machloikis that we learned in that sugya is that Ramasta says mixes yoyim kekulay, and therefore, even though Rav Masna said that the naziris is 30 days, the 30th day in the morning, one can already take a haircut. And the reason one can take the haircut on 30 day in the morning is because we say mixes yom kikulay. Whereas, according to Bapada, you can't take a haircut on day 29 because Bapada said the Gemara does not accept the concept of mixes ayoyim kekulay. The Gemara, when we learned that sugya, very much used the Mishnah that we're about to learn here as a proof, or trying to use the Mishnah that we're about to learn here as proof or disproof to either one of these opinions. So says the Mishnah, Misha Amar, if somebody says, Hareini Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir, the halacha is Megaleach, he takes the haircut, as we just said, Yoim Shloshim Ve'echad. We wait till the full 30 days are over, and then he takes his haircut. However, says the Mishnah, V'mgilech liyoim Shloshim, if he took the haircut on the 30th day, V'mgilech liyoim Shloshim Yotza B'diyavid, because, as we just explained, according to Masna, the reason you could count, the reason you're supposed to take the haircut on day 31 is because the Naziris is, as we just finished saying, a full 30 days. Since the Naziris is supposed to take a full 30 days, you shouldn't take the haircut until day 31. According to Bapada, the Gemara over there asked, why do you take the haircut on day 31? Why shouldn't you be able to take the haircut on day 30? And the Gemara answered that Chazal made a gzeira that the haircut should only be taken on day 31 because, as we're going to learn, if somebody explicitly said that they're taking upon themselves a 30-day naziris, so when you say that you're taking upon yourself a 30-day naziris, you have to keep, even according to Bapada, 30 days, and wait till day 31 to take your haircut. And because of that, Bapada said, Bapada said that you should wait always for full 30 days. However, if the Mishnah just said, if you take a haircut on day 30, it's fine. So according to Bapada, that's easy to understand. Because Bapada, as we've been saying, holds that the naziris is supposed to be 29 days. So day 30 is certainly a day where midaraisa you could take a haircut. According to Rav Masna, the reason we could take a haircut in the morning of the 30th, even though according to him, naziris is supposed to be 30 days, is as we said at the beginning of our shiur today, he subscribes to the concept of mixas ayoyim kekulay. And since he takes on the concept of mixas ayoyim kekulay, therefore you could take the haircut already on day 30. But, says the Mishnah, if somebody, when they took upon themselves the Naziris, made a clear declaration, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yoyim, that I want to be a nozer for 30 days. There, im gilech liyom shloishim, if you take your haircut on the 30th day, doi loyotza. Since he said, according to Bapava, Bapada, it's easy to understand, since he explicitly accepted upon himself that he wants to be a nozer for 30 days, so now he means a full 30 days. Because according to Bapada, we don't subscribe to the concept of mixas yom kikulay. So if he meant to be a nozer for a full 30 days, he can't take the haircut until day 31. But now, the Gemara over there asked, according to Bamasna, who says, mixas yom kikulay, so yes, he said that he wants to be a nozer 30 days. But still, on day 30, he should be able to take a haircut because of mixas yom kikulay. So the Gemara answered that question, and there are various pshatim how to understand that Gemara. So the Rosh explained what the Gemara meant, the Gemara answers to that question. Since this person said explicitly that he wants that these days should be shloshim yom shleimim, he meant to add something. And what he meant to add is that even though normally a nazir may take a haircut, as we just learned, on the 30th day in the morning, by him saying shloshim yom shleimim, he meant to say that I shouldn't be able to take a haircut until day 31. And therefore, in this case, the halacha would be im gilech liyom shloshim lo yotza. Another pshat is that even if the Tosfos adds to the Rosh, so to speak, that even if he didn't say the word shleimim, but why did he have to say hareini nazir shloshim yom? We started our shiur, we learned the Mishnah, that every nazir is a nazir for 30 days. Why did he have to add the word shleimim? By adding the word shleimim, and he meant shloshim, but he added just the word shloshim, even without the word shleimim, he meant it should be 30 days. Another pshat that the Brisk Rav seems to suggest is because that when somebody says shloshim, yes, the basis of Rav Masna's opinion has been that he holds mixas yom kikulay. But the Brisk Rav suggests, he says that's what the Rambam holds, that you can only say mixas yom kikulay in a case where the way you declared your naziris is by saying hareini nazir. But when you said it, not just hareini nazir, but you said hareini nazir shloshim, when you say a number, you mean a whole number. And since you mean under those circumstances a whole number, you cannot say mixas yom kikulay. Continues the Mishnah. Mi shenazer shtei naziris. If somebody took upon himself two naziris, umagaleich es rishona, the halacha is that he has to keep two consecutive terms of naziris. So the halacha is umagaleich es rishona. The right thing to do is to take the haircut yom shloshim ve'echad on day 31, v'sashniya, and to take the second haircut yom shishim ve'echad. That means wait for the full 30 days to pass for each naziris, and after you wait 30 days, so then the first naziris is day 31, and then the second naziris will be 30 days later, which will be on day 61. Says, and because you take the haircut on day 31, you start counting the new naziris on that day, and then wait full 30 days, and then the full 30 days, and you'll take the haircut on day 61. However, says the Mishnah, if you took your first haircut on day 30, so we learned earlier in the shir that if you take the haircut when you set hareini nazir on day 30, it's okay. So therefore, if you took the first haircut, yom shloshim, then megalechas shniyah yom shishim, that here you'll be able to take the haircut on the second, on day 60. Because by taking the haircut on day 30, you start your new naziris on that day, and then 60 days is 31, day 60 is 31 days after you took your previous haircut. Vimgilech yom shishim chaser echad, if you'll take your haircut, the second haircut, on day 59, that will also be yotza, going back to what we learned earlier in the shir. Because since we say mixas yom kikulay, according to Rav Masna, according to Bapada, that is already after 29 days, you're fine. The Tosfos asks, what is the chiddush in this din? That if you took your haircut on day 30 and then the second haircut on day 60, you yotze. Of course, we learned earlier in the shir that the halacha is that you could do so. What is the Mishnah coming to teach us? So the Tosfos answers that the Mishnah is coming to teach us that the second Naziris begins in the middle of the day. And even though we've been learning that Bapada doesn't hold Mixus Yom Kikuloi, here he does hold a Mixus Yom Kikuloi that if somebody takes upon themselves a Naziris, there is no halacha according to Bapada that you have to take your haircut, that you have to begin your Naziris in the middle of the beginning of the day. That's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. Vizu Edis, Hey Rabbi Pius, Amisha Nazar Shtei Naziris, somebody took upon themselves two Naziris, Shem Gilach HaSrushani Yom Shlishim, that if he took his first haircut on day 30, which, as we've been learning, is not the day that he should have done it, he should have waited for day 31, but if he took his haircut on day 30, Umagalech HaShnish Liyom Shishim, he should take the next haircut on day 60. However, Shem Gilach Liyom Shishim Chasa Achas, but as we just finished explaining, if he took that second haircut on day 59, yotza. Shiyam shloishim oloi minyaminyan. The day 30 could be considered the last day, the day of the geluach, the day that you take the haircut for the first naziris, and it also could be the first day of the new naziris. And therefore, if you take your haircut on day 59, which is day 30, and we keep on learning earlier, over and over, that we could apply the concept, at least according to a master of Mixus Yom Kikuloi. The Mishnah just taught us that somebody who takes upon himself two consecutive Naziris should shave his head on day 31 and then on day 61. That's what the L'chatchila Halacha is. Ask the Michas Chinuch, why does such a person perform the Mitzvah of Techlachas after the first term? Since, as we're learning, he's an individual who took upon himself two Naziris, what should be the halacha, that he should have to keep those two terms, one right consecutively after the other. And the halacha should be that he should not be allowed to take taglachas. He should only be able to take taglachas after both terms are over. And he explains why. Because although there is a mitzvah, a say, to take a haircut, it can't take over, it can't have precedence over the mitzvah's loisa say. And since this person, as soon as he finishes his first term, the way he declared Naziris was that he's going to be a Nazir immediately after he finishes the first term, so that Naziris should automatically begin after he finishes the first term and prevent him from taking the haircut for the first term. Says the Chazon Ish, that the assumption of the Gemara is that when the person took upon himself, when this individual took upon himself two Naziris, what he meant to do by taking upon himself the two Naziris is that he meant to say that the second Naziris should not begin until the taglachas for the first Naziris is done. The Chazon Ish goes further, he says that there's a concept of a Naziris chala al Naziris. Since there's a concept of a Naziris acha Naziris, a Naziris chala al Naziris, part of learning the concept of a Naziris chala al Naziris, that you can't complete two terms of Naziris at the same time, says the Chazon Ish, part of that understanding is that you can't begin a second Naziris, you can't begin a second Naziris until you finish the first Naziris. But if that's the case, what would be the halacha if somebody finished his first term and he didn't bring the kabbanis yet? Should he be allowed to drink wine? Because as we've been learning now, he doesn't begin his second Naziris yet. Says the Chazon Ish, that he doesn't agree to. The Chazon Ish says, and he says the Rambam says that even though we're learning that the second Naziris doesn't begin until he brings the kabbanis for the first Naziris, says the Chazon Ish, that doesn't mean that in between, until he brings the kabbanis and does the haircut, he could do whatever he wants. The Chaznish strong says, the Rambam says, that he would not be able to drink wine or cut his hair, or drink wine or be metamla mesim in that interim period. Says the Mishnah further, Mishama Reni Nazar, if somebody says Reni Nazar, Nitme Yom Shloshim, and he became Tamei on the 30th day, Saisis Akal. The Halacha, as we learned many times, is that a Nazar Shenitma, that a Nazar that becomes Tamei, the Halacha is, he forfeits his entire Naziris, and then he has to count the 7 days of Tahara, and after he counts the 7 days of Tahara, he brings kabbonis that a Nazar who became Tamei must bring, and then he has to start from all over again. Rebbeleza says, "Ein tzarich lahamtem el, ein tzarich el shiva." He only has to count those 7 days, and then bring the kabbonis of Tahara, and he'll be fine. The Gemara back earlier in Amasechta explained that Kointer Masna is this halacha is understandable because since Yom Shloshim is the 30th day is from, it's still considered days of his Naziris. Since they're considered days of his Naziris, therefore, if he became Tamei on day 30, it's no different than becoming Tamei during any other day of your Naziris. And if you become Tamei during your Naziris, the halacha is, this is the halacha as we just explained. But Tosfos asked the question there. Happen we'll be learning throughout our Mishnah that Ramasna has the concept of Mitzvah Yom Kikulei. So if he subscribes to the concept of Mitzvah Yom Kikulei, as Taisus, so once day 30 comes in the morning, we should say Mitzvah Yom Kikulei, and the Naziris is over. So Taisus said a very important Chiddush, that even though we say Mitzvah Yom Kikulei, that's only when you did something to show that the Naziris is over, i.e. bringing kabbonis. That shows that the Naziris is over. But if you didn't do something to show your Naziris is over, we don't automatically apply Mitzvah Yom Kikulei. And like we explained, just like by Hilchos Avelos, Rachmana Litzlan, if the halacha is, we know on the last day of the Shiva, we say Mitzvah Yom Kikulei. But we only say Mitzvah Yom Kikulei on that day after the Ovel gets up. Let's say somebody's going to come be Menachem Ovel to the Ovel before he gets up. The halacha is that we don't say Mitzvah Yom Kikulei, and it's a time still for Nichum Avelim. And Rabbeinu Peretz explains what's the svara behind Tosfos Pshat. Explains to Rabbeinu Peretz, you have to show that you're using the concept of Mitzvah Yom Kikulei. And if you don't show that you're using the concept of Mitzvah Yom Kikulei by bringing kabbonis, then we can't just automatically apply Mitzvah Yom Kikulei. According to Bar Pada, why that says that really you're Nazir for 29 days, and everything that we've been learning that you keep 30 days is only because of Gzeira Drabanan, why, as Tosfos, does Bar Pada hold that if you became Tamei on day 30, Soisus Akol? Why Soisus Akol? But according to Bar Pada, you really finish your Naziris. So Tosfos answers that when the Mishnah here says that according to Rabbanan, you become Tamei on day 30, Soisus Akol, which is according to Bar Pada, that will only be Midrabbanan. Tosfos Rid says that that's a difficult pshat. Because if we're learning now, as the Tosfos Rid, that really Midaraisa, Bar Pada holds that once the 30th day comes, Midaraisa, you're not a Nazir, and we're only treating him as a Nazir Tamei Midrabanan. But as we said, a Nazir Tamei brings kabbonis, and a Nazir Tamei, and if you're not Mechuyiv those kabbonis, how could you bring those kabbonis? Says the Tosfos Rid, that Rabbi Lezer, the Bar Pada is clearly going to have to hold like Rabbi Lezer, but Chamim Bar Pada will not be able to hold like the Rabbanan, because according to Rabbanan, it doesn't make sense to say Soiser as a kol when you only became Tamei on day 30. Hareni Nazar Shloshim Yoyim, if somebody, as we learned earlier in the Shir, declared his Naziris, not just by saying Hareni Nazir, but he declared Hareni Nazir Shloshim Yoim, their halach is Netme Yoim Shloshim, Saisra Sakol. Because by adding, as we said earlier, the word Shloshim Yoim, that means you're indicating you want to be a Nazir for full 30 days, and therefore the Naziris doesn't end until the full 30 days are over. And since the Naziris doesn't end until the full 30 days are over, if you become Tamei on day 30, it's like you became Tamei during the term of your Naziris. Somebody says, I'm already Nazir Meiyoyim. If somebody says that I'm going to be a Nazir for 100 days, says the Mishnah Nitma Yoyim Meiyah, and then he unfortunately becomes Tamei on day 100, Soisra Sakol, he has to begin all over. Rav Elazar Omer, Ein Soisra El Shloshim, he only loses 30 days. This, then, says Tosfos, is understandable both according to Bapada and according to Amasna. According to Bapada, who doesn't subscribe to the concept of Mitzvah Yom Kekula, it's very understandable. Since he became Tamei on day 100, it's no different than being Tamei on any other day. And even according to Amasna, we said a moment ago that Tosfos explained that Ramasna says we only say Mitzvah Yom Kekulai if you have finished and shown and done something that you finish your Naziris. Here he hasn't finished his Naziris, and therefore it's like in middle. The Rebbe Lezer says that you only have to keep 30 days. So certainly, according to what we just explained, that everybody would agree that we should not say that we should say that it's as if it's the middle of the Naziris. Why does he only have to keep? Why does he only have to do over 30 days? Because, as the Gemara taught us over there, because Rabbi Elazar has a special pasuk that says that if this were to happen, that if somebody comes tummy on the last day of the Naziris, then you only have to keep a term of 30 days. You don't have to keep a whole new term. Nitme yoymei vechot. If this person who took upon himself a term of 100 days of Naziris became tummy on day 101 prior to his bringing his kabanas, soisa shloshim yoyim, he has to do over 30 days, because the Chacham said, since he hasn't brought his kabbanis yet, so we don't want to consider him as an individual that finished his Naziris, that of course a person who finished his Naziris, afterwards if he becomes Tamei, it has no effect. So therefore, we have to do over 30 days. Rebbe Lezer says, no, there's no reason to have to do that. Ein Soisa El Shiva, he only has to do over 7 days. And as we learned and will learn, is that really the 7 days he has to do is because it takes 7 days to become Tahar. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Misha Amar Reni Nazir. If somebody becomes, we just learned in our Mishnah, the Misha Amar Hareni Nazir, and he became Tamei on the last day of his term, on day 30, Soisa Sakol. We learned that Beleza's opinion is that he only has to do over 7 days. What's the basis of Beleza's opinion? Says the Gemara. Kesavra Beleza. Beleza's opinion is Kol Achimalois. Anybody who becomes Tamei after his term of Naziris is over, Shiva Soiser. He only has to wait the 7 days, because since we say Mitzvah Yom Kekulai, he became Tamei, it's considered as if he became Tamei after his term of Naziris is over, and therefore he's like anyone else who became Tamei after his term of Naziris is over, that he has to become Tahor, but that's it. We also learned in our Mishnah, if somebody says, Hareni Nazir Shloshim Yoim V'nitme Yom Shloshim, Soyser as a call, he has to take over, he has to redo the entire Naziris. Loi Palag Rebbe Lezer, and in this halacha comments the Gemara, we don't find that Rebbe Lezer disagrees. Damar, because when he said Shloshim Yoim, he means to say a full 30 days. He became Tamei before a full 30 days were over. Since he became Tamei before a full 30 days are over, it's as if he became Tamei at any point during his Naziris. And since it's as if he became Tamei during any point of his Naziris, if he becomes Tamei, he has to redo it. Hareini Nazir Meya Yoim. If somebody says, I'm going to be Nazir for 100 days, V'nimtsa Yoim Meya, V'nitna Yoim Meya, and he becomes Tomei on the last days, Soisa Sakol. Rebbe Lezer Oimer Eina Soisa El Shloshim, that only for 30 days, and says the Gemara, and we already learned the Mishnah this way extensively, for Kula, and everything in our Mishnah should be explained as we could have been, as we explained Aliva de Bar Poda or Rav Basta, as we explained our entire Mishnah extensively on Daf Hei and Daf Vav, according to the various opinions of Rav Poda, Rav Masna. That's the way we, Bezer Hashem, attempted to explain our Mishnah as well. Says the Mishnah, Misha Nazar, who basic kvaros. If somebody took upon himself Naziris while he's in the cemetery, afilo ha'isham shloishim yoim, even if he was there for the entire 30 days of the Naziris, ain oin lem in a minyan, it's not considered as if he ever became a Nazir, because you can't become a Nazir while you're in the cemetery. So what you're supposed to do is, after you leave the cemetery, you become Tahar, you do the Tahara process. You don't have to bring the Kabbonis, then it may become Tumah. You don't have to bring the Kabbonis that a Nazir who becomes Tameh must bring. Because the Halachis that a Nazir who becomes Tameh has to go through the process that we've explained is only when somebody became a full-fledged Nazir and then he became Tameh. This Nazir became a Nazir while he was Tameh. He never had a concept. He never experienced Naziris Tahara. So a person who never experienced Naziris Tahara doesn't have to go through the process of somebody, of what happens when somebody another time became Tamei. Why does the Mishnah use the words Afilo Hayasham Shloshim Yoim? What is the Mishnah trying to teach us with those words? So the Miri explains that even though the Mishnah is teaching us that since he stayed in the cemetery for the full 30 days, which as we've been learning is the term of a Nazir, it doesn't make a difference, that he doesn't make, he's still considered a Nazir Tamei, Mitrilasai, even though he was there for such a long period. So we learned Einolayim in a minyan. So it's obvious that he can't keep those days for Naziris. He can't keep those days for Naziris because he's Tameh. Because the halacha is that even a person who is Tahor and becomes Tahor, and who becomes Tameh, the days that he's Tameh, he's not a Nazir, and they cause him to forfeit the days that he already kept. What the Tanna is coming to teach us is that he's not a Nazir, that he has to bring Kabbonis Tuma, as we just finished explaining. But if this Nazir left the cemetery, so now once he leaves the cemetery and he became Tahor and he begins counting the Nazir, so now he begins counting the Naziris days, and now Nichnas, he re-enters the cemetery, so then the days that he was Tahor, the days after he became Tahor, till he entered the cemetery, are days of Naziris, are days min haminyan, and therefore, maybe Karmen Tumah, he brings a Karmen Tumah, like any Nazir who became Tameh. And actually, there's really no Chiddush in this part, the opinion of the Rabbanan. The reason the Mishnah mentions this din is because now we're going to learn the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. And the opinion of Rabbi Lezer actually does represent the Chiddush. Rabbi Lezer Omer, loy by Biyoim, that if he became Tahor and he enters the cemetery on that very day, the halacha of another Tahor becoming Tameh would not yet apply. Rebbe Lezer requires that he should have been at least Tahor for 2 days. Shenamar, why does Rebbe Lezer say this? Because he bases it on what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, Vayomim harishonim yiplu. So from here he learns, at he has to have at least 2 days of Naziris Tahara. He has to have Naziris Tahara. And only after that could the halachas of somebody who becomes a Nazir Tameh apply. Tosfos points out that the machloikus of Rav Elazar and the Tanna Kamma isn't only in the case that we just learned in our Mishnah, where somebody was Tamei and became Tahor and became Tahor again, and Tamei again, even in a case where somebody became a Nazir. He took upon himself a Naziris, and he was while he was Tahor. And that very day that he took upon himself Naziris, he became Tamei. Says Tosfos, that too would be a subject of a machloikus of Rav Elazar Rabbanan. According to Rav Elazar, he would not be considered like a Nazir that became Tamei, because you have to be a Nazir Tor for at least 2 days. According to Tanna Kamma, he would be considered a Nazir Tor that became Tamei. The Rishonim also debate. Rav Elazar requires 2 days. When Rav Elazar is saying here that he needs 2 days, what does that mean? Does that mean he needs full 2 days? That's the opinion of that's the opinion of the Rambam. Whereas the opinion of Tosfos is that when Rav Elazar says 2 days, even 2 days in the morning, as soon as the second day begins, that's already considered yomim, that 2 days fell. So we just learned. About somebody who was a Nazir when he's in the Beis HaKfaris. So says the Gemara, Itmar, Misha Nazir v'hu b'Beis HaKfaris. If somebody took upon himself a Naziris when he's in a cemetery, Rav Yochanan Naziris Chalalov, he's really considered a full-fledged Nazir immediately. And he's not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to take a haircut. And even if he's given Asraz, we're going to speak in our coming shir, that he should leave the cemetery. And he doesn't leave the cemetery, he gets Malkus. He's a Nazir, but he doesn't bring this. The only really difference with him between everybody else is, as we learned in the Mishnah, that if when he becomes Tahor, he won't have to bring the special kabbonis that a Nazir who is Tahor and then becomes Tamei have to bring. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish opinion, however, is Ein Naziris Chalalov. He's not considered a Nazir at all until he leaves the cemetery, is matar himself, and then he can become a Nazir. Rabbi Yochanan Naziris Chalalov, so explains the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion was that he immediately becomes a Naziris. Savar, he says that even though he was Tamei when he accepted upon himself the Naziris, Miltel Tal of Kaima. But that doesn't mean that he can't become a Nazir. Rather, what it means to say is that the Naziris, so to speak, is suspended in the air. And as soon as Kim the Mashkecha Tahara, as soon as the Naziris Tahara could become in effect, Chayla, because the Naziris is already there. Rish Lakish, on the hand, holds, Ein Naziris Chalalov, he's not a Naziris at all, Nazir at all. Taking upon yourself a Naziris while you're in a cemetery is a meaningless statement. And therefore, only after you become Tahar, Ihadava Omar, if he becomes Tor Chailala, that's when he can become a Nazir, Viloiloi. But if he doesn't take it upon himself again, the Naziris that you took upon yourself while you were in the cemetery, according to Reish Lakish, is a meaningless statement, and you have to take it over again. So I saw the Brisker Rav explains the Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish's opinion, says the Brisker Rav, is that while somebody is Tamei, he can't have Kabbalas Naziris. And the reason that he can't have Kabbalas Naziris, he says, is because Kabbalas Naziris means, we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, we discussed, what does Kabbalas Naziris mean? The Brisker Rav says that the definition of Kabbalas Naziris is that a person is accepting upon himself to follow all of the halachas that apply to a Nazir. And by a person saying so, says the Brisker Rav, he has to be able to do so. And since he's not able to do so, Rish Lakish holds that you can't be a Nazir. Rav Yochanan, on the other hand, says the Brisker Rav, says that they're two separate concepts. There's a concept of Kabbalas Naziris, and there's a concept of Kiyum Naziris. And says the Brisker Rav that kiyum, that Kabbalah's Naziris, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is one concept, and kiyum Naziris is another concept. And it's the fact that you can't have a kiyum Naziris, says Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't prevent you from having a Kabbalah's Naziris. I saw a very interesting question that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita poses based on our Gemara. We know that Yom Kippur, there's a special point of doing Taisus Yom Kippurim, of accepting Yom Kippur even before it becomes Yom Kippur. So what is the halacha if somebody is driving his car to shul, and while he's driving the car to shul, he does Kabbalah's Taisus Yom Kippurim? On one hand, he's driving. So how could you say that it's Yom Kippur? Of course, you're not allowed to drive on Yom Kippur. On the other hand, he's saying Kabbalah's Taisus Yom Kippur, that he's not going to eat, that he's not going to drink. So at first glance, that should be the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Rabbi Yochanan says that even though you're in the cemetery, your Kabbalah's Naziris is effective. And Reish Lakish says, as we just finished explaining, that it's not effective. So this Kshayla should really be the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. However, he says that it may be different because he quotes a Rambam. The Beis Yosef says that the Rambam's opinion is that Tosfos Yom Kippurim can only be limited to eating and drinking and not to the other Isurim of Yom Kippurim. So if we're going to say that you could limit your Tosfos Yom Kippur just to eating, so the fact that you're driving doesn't prevent you from the fact that you're driving doesn't prevent you from taking on Tosfos Yom Kippurim. And then he quotes the Sefer Emek Bracha that says even a bigger chiddush, that even if we'll say that Tosfos Yom Kippurim is limited, it includes melachos, you could do a Tosfos Yom Kippur that will only speak to certain melachos and not to all melachos. So the person is doing Tosfos Yom Kippurim, but what he's doing with the Tosfos Yom Kippurim is that he's only accepting it for other melachos, but he's excluding driving. Ask the Gemara, Esvei Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish. So again, we have this machlokes now. If somebody takes upon himself a Naziris while he's in the cemetery, is he a Nazir or not? Reb Yochanan says he is, Reish Lakish says he's not. Esvei Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish, we just learned in our Mishnah, Misha Nazir who beis ha-kfaris, afilo ha-yisham shloshim yoyim, ein oylem in a minyan, vein maybe carbon. So isn't our Mishnah teaching us that carbon tumma hu d'loy ma'isi? He doesn't have to bring a carbon because the carbon that a nazir becomes tamei doesn't apply to this individual because he was never tahor. He was never a nazir tahor. Ha mechel chaylala. Isn't the Mishnah indicating that he will be a nazir? Amalei, so Reish Lakish explains to Rabbi Yochanan, the way to understand the words of the Mishnah is ena b'tayrus tumma ven b'tayrus carbon, that he doesn't. That it means that he doesn't have the halacha of a nazir, and he doesn't have the halacha, so he has to bring the kabbanis when he the nazir becomes tamei, and he doesn't have to bring the kabbanis that a nazir brings at all because he's not a nazir. So ask the Gemara a different question. Esrei, a different question that Rabbi Yochanan poses to Reish Lakish. Misha yitamei, somebody who was tamei, and while he was tamei with nazir. While he was tamei, he took upon himself to be a nazir. The halacha is also legaleach. He's not allowed to take a haircut during that time. Lishta shayin l'tamei l'meisim. Vim gilech v'shashu yayin v'netamei l'meisim. If he violated the halachas that a nazir has to keep, he gets malchus for violating his naziris. So ask the Gemara. Iyam b'shlama chayla. If we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that while somebody is tamei, he can become a nazir, hanatam the soifik is aboim. We can well understand why he gets the malchus, because he violated his naziris. However, ask the Gemara. Point to Yureish Lakish. Eli amrit loy chayla, that while somebody's in the cemetery, he can't become a nazir. If somebody takes upon himself to be a nazir while he's tamei, he's not a nazir. So then the question is, am I soifik sabayim? Why would he get the malchus? Answers the Gemara, hecha hachamai skinan, Reish Lakish is going to explain that the Mishnah, the Braisa here is speaking about a case of yoytz of a nichnas. that he went out and he was matar himself, and then he became a nazir. And therefore, of course, the regular halachas of nazirus are effective to him. So if that's the case, what's the chiddush? Certainly, if he went out and he becomes a full-fledged nazir, if he becomes tamei, the halacha of a nazir who becomes tamei applied to him. What is the braisa teaching us? So one pshat that the Rosh suggests is that Rav Shlokesh is teaching us that he doesn't have that when he leaves when he becomes tor or he leaves the cemetery, he doesn't have to have a full-fledged kabbalah. He just says the nazirus that I spoke about previously should now be effective, and that's satisfactory. Another shot that the Bryce is coming to teach us is that he has to take upon himself that nazirus, that he has this obligation, applies to himself, applies immediately. He has that pre-existing obligation. And if he won't immediately become a nazir as soon as he has the ability to become a nazir, he's going to be over about ta'achar, delaying an obligation that he has to fulfill. Another pshat that I saw is that the Bryce is coming to teach us is that we don't follow the opinion of Elazar that you need 2 days, but rather we're following the opinion of the Tanakhama that there's no two-day requirement. And if you become Tamei on the day that you become a Nazir, all the halachas apply. I saw the Mishnah uses the word, the Gemara used the word Soifik. Soifik Asaboy means that he absorbs the Malkus. Why does the Braisa use the words Soifik Asaboyim? Shouldn't the Braisa have used the words Loika Aboyim, that he gets Malkus? So the Mefarshim explain that the purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really gain anything from us getting Malkus. What the purpose of getting Malkus is to learn the lesson and not do it again. So Soifik means that you absorb, you have to absorb and learn the lesson of the Malkus. That's what the purpose of the Malkus is. That's why the Gemara uses the word Soifik.